All right. From Metairie Bank, CEO of Metairie Bank, John LeBlanc joins us on WWL. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Glad to be with you.
The millennial generation is now the largest segment of the American population. It used to be the boomers, but now it's the millennials. Millennials have money, but millennials have not really totally caught on to the concept of saving. So what advice do you have for millennials that have a little money?
Well, Scoot, I maybe you'd like to introduce my response by saying that, financial literacy and financial education has been probably the key advocacy piece that the bank has been behind for years and years, and we were very glad to see where the state of Louisiana now has it as a requirement in order to educate. And, you know, financial literacy programs have typically five components, the first one being budgeting and planning, followed by managing credit, managing debt, savings, and investing. And, you know, our topic today is investing and how to get started in it. And, investing is really the step that comes after savings. You know, we recommend that everyone have some short-term savings on hand in a typical bank account. Typically like to see 3 to 6 months of your salary socked away for emergencies that may come up. And then after that, you should consider, you know, how much debt you're carrying. And then we can talk about investing. And investing is really just savings for the long term, savings with a long term horizon.
But investing is also about using your money to earn money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things I remember as a young kid was my dad was a big Chevrolet guy, and he always bought Chevrolets. And I would always ask him, Dad, why do you always buy Chevrolets? And he said, well, because my pension has General Motors stock in it. I'm an owner of Chevrolet. And that's kind of the way he related to it. And I think that's an interesting way that it can be shared in financial education or financial literacy programs. Hey, you know, if you're a big believer in Apple or Apple products, or if you're maybe a young person and you're into video games like Nintendo systems or fashion shoes, maybe it's Nike or something like that. There's ways for you to invest in those companies early on with relatively small amounts. There's apps out there that will let you buy fractional shares of stock in these companies. And you can watch that money grow, compound over time. And using some very small amounts, they can compound very quickly.
Sometimes I have the mentality of millennial or even lower than that. And so when you talk about all of these things, they resonate with me because I've never invested in stock. And I'm at a point in my life when I have an opportunity to maybe do a little bit of it investing. And it seems like it would be kind of fun to kind of watch where your stock goes.
Absolutely. There are, and again, I'll speak a little bit to the financial education programs that are out there in some of the school systems. They do just that. They might have a contest where kids pick a particular stock for a company that they're interested in, and they'll watch it over the course of a school term and see how well it does. And, you know, maybe the winner gets a prize or something like that. But now you actually have the ability to go out there and actually buy shares or small shares in these companies through several of the apps that are out there. So it's really powerful. I pulled up some numbers here real quick. If you would just invest $5 in the stock market per month, that's $60 a year. By the time you're 18, if you earned no interest, you would have roughly $1,000. If that money earned a rate of 10%, which is the average return of the stock market over time, you would have almost $3,000. So just that small amount kind of shows you the power of compounding You know, if you stick it in a mattress, you'll have 1,000. If you invest in the stock market, you could have almost 3,000.
Wow.
And that's $5 a
month. I mean, that's powerful. Do we have a sense of what is the money mentality of millennials? Or I would think that if you're younger, you would be more willing to take a chance on stock rather than invest in a sure thing.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that, Scoot. I think younger folks do have more of a risk tolerance, and that's a good thing. If you want to get into the stock market, you do have to understand that there's times when stocks are up and times when stocks are down. But if you're a young person and you have a long horizon that you're saving for, or you just want to take a chance and maybe gamble on some new startup company that you really believe in, stock market's a great opportunity.
Yeah. And so where would you suggest people go get advice? I mean, there are a lot of commercials that are promoting stockbrokers. So, hey, come with us. We're going to make more money than the other guy. Where should people go to start?
I think to start, it depends on how much money you have available. If it's a small amount, like you want to invest, you know, $10 to $20 a month or whatever it is, there are some apps out there that you can enroll in, and it'll allow you to put a small amount into the market. If you want to do something more sizable or you want to work with somebody on investment plan, I would first check with friends and family. I think word of mouth is definitely the best referral source for an investment advisor that you can get. They're going to tell you the truth and share their experience with you. But all of the big household names are certainly well worth looking into. You know, your Raymond James and your Edward Jones and those type firms are all good choices.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to look into this myself, but I appreciate you giving this awakening to not just millennials, but to anybody who maybe hasn't even thought about stock or felt like, you know, investing in stock was totally out of reach and not possible, that it is a way to have your money grow, even if you just have a little bit of money to grow.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity. And it's all, you know, it's really the free enterprise system, and we all have an opportunity to participate, which makes it pretty great.
All right. John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, and thanks for being with us for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL.